Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 262 for Tuesday, December 10th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished weaker after an extremely volatile session Tuesday. A sharp drop in the Canadian dollar initially boosted canola values. However, those gains were offset by losses in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was down $2 to $3 with the most active May contract, down $2.10 at $454 per ton. A report by the USDA said U.S. stockpiles of soybeans would be smaller than initially expected, and it also lowered projections for Brazil's crop as well. Despite that, the global soybean harvest is still expected to be a record. A lack of farmer selling helped lift the market, while many crushers also stayed on the sidelines due to poor crush margins. Malaysian palm oil was higher, which helped give some support to the market. Funds began to move their March positions into May. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all lower. Soybeans were down 9 to 10 cents, with the March contract down 9 at $9.69 per bushel. Soybeans initially gained late this morning on news the USDA was predicting smaller than expected U.S. stockpiles, which seemed to indicate demand was better than expected. In all, the USDA pegs U.S. stockpiles at 385 million bushels, down from the January estimate of 410 million. The USDA also cut the projection for Brazil's soybean crop, but not by a large amount, and global stockpiles are still expected to get larger. Corn was 2 to 3 cents per bushel lower, with the March contract at $3.88 a bushel. The USDA projection for U.S. corn supplies at the end of the 2014-15 season came in slightly smaller than expected. However, the forecast for world corn supplies came in higher. Wheat was lower, down 7 to 9 cents, with the March contract in Chicago down 8 at $5.21 per bushel. The USDA raised its estimate for domestic wheat supplies due to sluggish demand. As well, the world is expected to see more wheat, largely because of increased production in Argentina and Kazakhstan. The U.S. isn't expected to do very well in international sales until the U.S. dollar falls in value, or at least stops its upward momentum. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, February 10th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.